Welcome back to Insight Music, our monthly showcase of what's happening in the regional music scene. I'm Beth Ruriak. We had a lot of catching up to do with the Sacramento band Salt Wizard. Since our last visit in 2015, the main duo, Eric Warren and Rachel Lomax, were married. They had a baby boy named Max, and they built a backyard studio where they recorded their new album, Creature Sounds. The sound on the new record is a bit darker, and I asked Rachel whether that was intentional.
I think it's partially intentional and partially just a reflection of how we write our music to reflect where we are at in the time that we're in. And partially Brett on bass, which made us a lot more rock and roll than folky.
Sorry.
But the time that we're in, say more about that, because you're telling me you're happy. You're married, you have your backyard studio, you have your young, sweet son. So where's the dark part for you?
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I feel the happiest I've ever felt in my life. But sometimes that gives you the freedom to think more deeply about the rest of the world and not be so focused on yourself. And I don't feel very confident with the rest of our country right now. What's the political situation, political environment? It makes me feel like dark times are coming, or they're here. So I suppose that that feeling has been reflected upon that time that I have to sit down and write. That's what I'm contemplating these things. So maybe that's when it comes out.
Yeah, it's that time of transition that we're in, and it's disconcerting. And it's a match between us being so happy and starting our family and then the political times that we're in. And I think the album does reflect both of those.
Let's listen to the title track from Creature Sounds. This is Creature.
My hands to the clouds.
Salt Wizard performing live in our studio. Congratulations on the new album. It is Creature Sounds. And I'm saying welcome back and goodbye to Brett Loper over here. Will you explain what's happening with the lineup in the band?
Well, we had our friend Ron playing with us for a while, and he quit to do a PhD program and finish his doctoral dissertation.
Priorities.
And, yeah. And then Brett joined us. He's been with us for the last 3 years, and he's made our sound a lot more rock and roll. And now he's retiring to do school or whatever.
Imagine
run
that,
the Red Museum.
Rachel. Imagine. If Max makes that decision someday, you're going to be very proud of your child.
But Ron's ready to come back, and we're excited to
have him. Okay, that's great. So, Brett, do you want to talk a little bit about this transition into a band and then three kind of fun, furious years and now retirement? Is it retirement from music altogether?
No, not from music altogether. Okay. Just from Salt Wizard, but maybe I'll be back in 3 years. That seems to be the trend for Basis.
Everything old is new again.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
It's been a real blast and treat to work with these guys. They're really talented songwriters, and it's been a blessing. I've had virtually no music community integration previous to them, and it's been a real blessing to be able to do that with these guys.
Anthony, you too, from behind the drum set, have watched the evolution of Eric and Rachel as they've navigated the band and life. And how does music change when your status changes, you know, married with child?
Well, I think you sort of have more time to sort of think more about the music. And I think these guys had a lot of opportunities to write the album. It's sort of works its way to our current sound.
It changed, too, because you were touring and playing a lot. That shapes music significantly, doesn't it?
You get a lot tighter when you have to perform.
And a lot more thoughtful when it takes 3 years to write and record an album.
Yeah.
What was happening during that time?
I was finishing grad school and then pregnant, and then we had a baby, so...
And I started a new job.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot happened.
Yeah, and I built the studio and then just slowly recorded in the backyard.
I know where I'm going. I've known all along. Took a while to get here. I guess I took the long run. You gotta run. Run, run, run.
The Sacramento band Salt Wizard in our studio performing Stung from the new album Creature Sounds. Eric Warren, Rachel Lomax, Anthony Ordonez, and Brett Loper. You can see videos of the band on our website, capradio.org/insight. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.